The ANZ Bank is licking its wounds after reporting a drop in its full-year profit. In what CEO Shayne Elliott describes as a messy year, the bank's earnings declined by 7%. It's been hit by remediation costs after the Banking Royal Commission, as well as successive interest rate cuts from the Reserve Bank. So for the latest, our business reporter David Taylor joins me now. David, good afternoon. So a messy year for the bank, according to the CEO, but ANZ still generated a big profit, didn't it?
Good afternoon, Tom. It did. In fact, it was $5.95 billion full year profit and well down from the $7.21 billion achieved in 2015. The CEO describes the conditions as challenging. It's probably why the share market reaction this morning and even just in the last few minutes, shares down 3.5%. So investors aren't convinced that the road ahead for the ANZ is a positive one. Now, there are two aspects to this profit result. Remediation charges from the Banking Royal Commission. ANZ the remediation bill since 2017 has now hit $1.6 billion and around $100 million was returned to customers this year. In addition to that, the ANZ makes money out of borrowing, interest rates, and the cuts from the Reserve Bank are curtailing earnings. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a jargon here. It's the NIM, the net interest margin. Now, that's contracted in the second half of the year by 8 basis points. What does that mean? Well, simply that we've got the difference between mortgage rates and deposit rates. That's how the bank makes its money. And that's been squeezed a little bit as a result of falling interest rates from the Reserve Bank. They have passed it on, not the full amount, of course, but they have passed it on. And that's, of course, led to a margin squeeze. So it's being hurt a little bit.
And David, many Australian households are struggling with the rising cost of living and high levels of household debt. Has there been any indication today as to the likelihood of further interest rate cuts for borrowers?
Well, the Federal Reserve, which is our equivalent of the Reserve Bank, cut interest rates again overnight. Now, this is all part of a currency war. Let me explain just very briefly. The Australian dollar climbed on the back of that. Now, the reason for that is that the interest rates between Australia and the US affect the Australian dollar. The difference between them affect the Australian dollar. And it also, with the US putting interest rates down, puts pressure on the Reserve Bank to put interest rates down. So that event last night puts more pressure on the Reserve Bank to cut rates. And as we've just mentioned, it puts more pressure on bank profits like the ANZ Bank. So expect further interest rate cuts and more pressure on profits for the banks.
Okay, business reporter David Taylor, thank you.